Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Up, dog, fella. Look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform. Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fella.
What's missing curfew? It's when you kind of play guilty, but you show up.
How nice is a green light on the road, though? No practice tomorrow, no plane, just go.
Scotty Upshaw in the clear, and he scores! Right in front, scores!
A few laughs, a little bit of fun, and obviously a lot of hockey talk.
You're listening to Missing Curfew.
Fellas.
Fella.
My man.
How we doing, brother?
Things are good, bud. Long weekend for me. Long weekend.
When isn't it a long weekend for you, bro?
Yeah, it was a long weekend this
week. Every weekend of your life.
I mean,
weekend.
That's what happens when you you go celebrate your mother-in-law's, monumental century birthday. Not century. What do you call it? Every 10 years?
Centennial?
Centennial. No, it's definitely not centennial.
That's 100.
Yeah. Well, what do we call every 10?
The only reason I know that, it's a decade.
Oh, a decade. Yeah. A decal. Because it was a Deckel birthday.
The only reason I know it's centennial is because it's the Boston Bruins 100th year, and I think it says that on there, 100 and centennial underneath it.
Nice.
Centennial
Arena. Where was that at back in the day?
I used to play against the North Bay Centennials.
Yeah.
Up in North Bay. I'll never forget Josh Gratton fighting DJ King. Season's over. We're out. It's a one-game playoff, play-in to get in the playoffs, and Gratz goes toe-to-toe with DJ King, and I'm like, why, Gratz? He's on the bus. His fucking nose is just...
That guy, he had a caveman nose. By
6-hour bus trip home.
I watched Horty fucking pummel his eyes shut in Nashville one night. And I think Gratz had to spend, 8 hours in the dentist chair after. His teeth were just crushed back.
Yeah, he went and saw like
goddamn gargoyle.
Yeah, a specialist. Actually, Gratz, I was texting with Gratz about a couple months back. He listens to the show. He follows us on Instagram. He likes what's going on at Missing Curfew. I sent him some swag. Gratz, I hope he got it. Said it was delivered. But I remember playing junior with him. And he went and saw the doctor or whatever, and his skull. I'm going to fuck up the actual, but it was when a half an inch makes sense, or half a centimeter thicker than...
Who knows?
Half a centimeter thicker than a normal man's skull.
Caveman.
Yeah, and
Encino man.
He's better looking. You're better looking than that, Gratz. But if you would go around on the bus, I would put my fist on Gratz's cheekbone.
Yeah.
And you know how his was flat? The fist would fit there, kind of like it would.
When you break your orbital bone so much and it just heals back it hardens and crystallizes or whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
You remember Paul Brown? Played
I
junior
do.
With him.
Played Milwaukee.
Yeah, great guy, great player.
Great player.
He had fucking like a shield over his eyes. Like his eyebrows came down over his eyes.
That's like Horty.
Yeah. Horty so you could never, you'd never get him popped in the eye, which, you know. Achilles.
Yeah. Horty would put his helmet on, and then this part just above his brow would stick out kind of farther than his helmet, and his helmet would sit on it.
Yeah. It's like a welder.
Gratz's nose was hilarious, dude. You could put Gratz's nose over on his fucking ear. It was unbelievable. I remember Gratz got called up to Cincinnati. I'm like, move out of the hotel room and just live on our fucking couch. We'll get you a blow-up mattress because this team's so cheap that they'll send you down over a hotel room. And then he fought that Grant McNeil in the first game, and I've never seen a hunk of blood.
Hey,
Gratz was living in my living room the rest of the year.
Crazy.
Gratz is the best. He'd be driving the game. He's like, I'm not fighting tonight. I'm sick of this shit, Holmes. I'm not fucking fighting. I'm like, don't fight that. You don't have to fight every night. He's like, I'm not fucking fighting. First shift. Toe to toe, but up dog, good to be in the studio with you here. The weather, buddy. It's starting to
it's
starting to
nice.
Feel like playoff hockey in spring. I lost my pen.
And it's right there, right by your left hand, Phil. I see it right there.
My fat hand. It's getting nice out.
It is nice.
Yeah.
How about those people up in Mammoth in the Northern California mountains?
See Tahoe?
Tahoe. I mean, 100-mile-an-hour winds up on top of that bitch.
Yeah, this girl I used to date lives in Tahoe now. Her like, she had like an SUV. It was covered in snow. She took a before picture. It was all the way over. And then the after picture. Imagine how long that took her.
Yeah, crazy. So this is funny. I'm sitting in the Freedom Lounge at Big Canyon this morning. I see Mags, Ron Magger. What a beauty.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he describes skiing. He basically goes, it's like taking cold showers, ripping up $100 bills. He goes, literally, yeah. Young sport too. A young sport. I go, it is, Mags. Yeah, it is. But
Mags is a good Southern. I think he's grew up Georgia or something like that. He's still got that Southern twang.
Like taking a cold shower, ripping up $100 bills.
He's tight with Bill Foley. Him and Bill are like boys.
Yeah.
Boys. Yeah, Loop sent me a video the other day of him in the powder. And you're like, wow, that's sick. And I just took spot. Like, that looked cold to me. I'm like, that looks cold up there.
Cold. But it's nice when you're up there. Because you finish and you're just, you know, you're sweating. But then you come down for a nice cold pint.
Yeah.
Or a warm, hot toddy.
No,
you keep it rocking.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if skiing is like, is good for the longevity of your life. And like, we've talked about skincare a lot. But like.
Totally. Well, it's definitely not like hanging out. Well, I don't know.
What's a veteran skier look like? Like, do you ever see a guy that lived on the mountain? When you see him, you're like, holy fuck.
What about the guy, the reptilian that hangs down on the beach all life?
No, that's true.
Fuck. Tough
that's
on
true.
Skin.
No, I mean, these guys at Big Canyon are getting stuff sliced off them every day from going
up
here.
Crazy. Right? I think it's a blend of both. You know, you need a little.
Like your lifestyle.
You need some spring.
Go there for a month. Come back here for a month.
You need to get all four seasons, I think.
Yeah. Did Loops make it out of Aspen? Because I got a tee time with him tomorrow. He's like, he just texted me from him. I'm like, if you're not playing golf, let me know. I'll set up another
He game. Doesn't even know if he's getting out of Aspen.
I'm playing him for money tomorrow. Speaking of golf, Up Dog Bay Hill. Arnold Palmer. I never got to meet him, but he was my favorite. I got his head cover. My putter cover has the umbrella. Just a guy's guy.
Guy's guy.
Like, just an absolute guy's guy. Like,
legend.
Flying his own plane. His signature, everyone he wrote for a fan or anything, was absolutely beautiful. I love his Arnold Palmer's with a little bit of vodka in there, John Daly's. But I loved Arnie. I never got to meet him. Did you ever get to meet him?
No, I never did. Yeah. He played Blackhawk one time up in Edmonton and did like a skins game there. Had the invite to go, couldn't make it. But he left a lasting memory, I think, on everyone he touched.
Yeah.
Maybe women. Who knows? Oh. You know, he had a good rap with the chicks.
Buddy.
Didn't
you
he
look at old school?
Look
Arnold,
at his
Arnold
hair
picks,
and his outfits, and you just all you did was hear good stories of him, like treating people well, whether it's kids or donating. Or,
well, he made that whole hospital right, the Arnold Palmer Hospital for.
I know. I actually had surgery up in Baltimore at the Arnold Palmer Hand Center.
Where haven't you had surgery?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Arnie here. I mean, look at him in that picture right there.
Like, looks like Tom Doherty.
Yeah.
Look at Tom Thorny right there.
Not the pants, the banana pants.
He has the banana pants.
I mean, just a great looking guy.
What kind of wrench do you think Arnie has on?
I think he's swinging around a nice one.
Can you see it in his pleat?
Look at him here.
Yeah, see, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at the tan on that guy.
Unbelievable.
Where's he from?
Buddy grew up right by Oakmont in Pennsylvania.
He did, eh?
Yeah.
So good, like, Philly guy.
Yeah.
Or no, that's Pitt.
Pitt, yeah. Good Pennsylvania lad.
Huh.
Never played Bay Hill. You haven't played Bay Hill either, have you?
No, never been.
I would love to play it. When I think of Bay Hill, I just think of Tiger back in the day. Yeah. Coming to 18, needed to make that putt to win it. What did he do it? Five, felt like five times. The one time was in the dark.
Bay Hill's the dog leg right around the water at 18?
Oh, yeah.
And then the one hole that's a dog leg left around the water on the back.
Yeah, that's like 11.
That's a tricky little
tee like,
shot.
Remember DeChambeau when he was all juiced up or whatever he was on?
Drove the green, didn't
pretty much, almost.
Yeah.
Before he left for Live Tour.
Carried the lake the long way.
Carried the long lake. Yeah. There's a great video of Arnie on his last hole at 18. He's like, he's got a 3-wood and it's his last round ever and he just...
Yeah.
And it just like chases up. I think he made par, but it just like, it didn't go higher than this. And it just kind of...
Was this not Tiger's huge cut 3-wood into the back right pin?
Oh, yeah. Tiger dominated this
one. Yeah.
I heard an interview with Stevie Williams. He was doing a podcast a couple weeks ago, and he talked about Tiger winning Bay Hill the time it was in the dark. It was basically in the dark or whatever. He said he made the putt, got the trophy. Tiger lived right there. And when he got home, he started working on like some 3-wood that he missed on the back nine.
Really?
He didn't even go celebrate. He just went back to the range to his house and started hitting the shot that he
didn't hit
up.
The Rolodex first and just celebrate
like,
a bit.
You got to enjoy the, like, Listen, I probably enjoyed the wins too much, but like you got to enjoy them a little bit, right?
There was a point he was too much.
Yeah, MJ.
I know. Charles. You know, the boys got a hold of the young Tiger.
K-Wash is going back to play MJ on this month, March 21st to 22nd, because I wanted to see if I could get the Flying Frenchman out at Riviera. He's like, I'm going back to the Grove. I'm fucking taking on MJ. Gretzky, let's go. I go, take him down, fella. Go get him. I'll never forget him going toe-to-toe with MJ.
That was the best, yeah.
He is me. I am him. I just want to be like Mike. I heard that. It was like, I was just sitting there like, this is unbelievable. Updog, DraftKings, baby. Get the odds up there. Bay Hill, one of my favorite weeks of the year. I will go first. I got my favorite that I'm going to pick in a little bit of a long shot. Scottie Scheffler, plus 650. It's a ball striking course. You got to ball strike it. Nobody hits his irons better than this guy. If his putter can get going, he hasn't won yet. Number one player in the world. He's won here before. Plus 650. I like this guy. I'm going to put some cheddar on him on DraftKings. And then my long shot at plus 2200, just because he was checking out my chick at fucking the Bahamas, Cam Young. Played good last week at the Honda. I don't know what it's called now. Some different name. But I got Cam Young at plus 2200 as my long shot. And the number one player in the world going out on a limb, Scottie Scheffler, plus 650. Let's get that putter going, fella.
I like it. Scottie Scheffler's always a good bet. He was buzzing for me at the Waste Management Open. What do we got? Rory for winner, plus 900. You got to like that. Victor Hovland. I mean, he'll be wearing the tight pants, plus 1,600. Good odds there.
He jumped out at me, too, a bit.
I mean, it's a good bet. Plus 165 for Victor Hovland, top 10. That's not bad.
What's Scottie Scheffler, top 10?
Minus 140. Yeah, he don't miss. He don't miss.
Top 10 machine. You knew who used to be a top 10 machine was John Rahm. John Rahm was a top 10 machine.
Can our boy Max Homa can he put one together here? He's due.
He's had a kid. I don't want to blame having a kid.
I know.
But I'm going to blame it. Right? You have a kid? So, like, could you imagine playing when you have kids now?
Absolutely not. No, I'm. You know how tired I am right now? I'm drinking coffee. I almost fell asleep in the parking lot. Remember that time?
You were tired. You were tired for different reasons when you played, but it's a different tired, right? Like, how? What's up more tired? You staying up all night chasing trim and getting it done and leaving the legs in the bedroom?
No.
Or Beckham not sleeping in?
Yeah, no, that gives me energy. Yeah, it used to give me energy. I used to feel so good in the morning doing that. No, are you nuts? I wake up now, I told Christina this morning, I said, we got to figure this out. Like, I can't be going to the podcast. I can't be tired like this. She goes, it's probably Vegas on the weekend. I go, no, it's not. It's not Vegas. It's Beckham who's screaming into that stupid monitor, fucking 1 a.m. religiously, and then 3 a.m. And then, of course, I get back, and then it's my dog. It's one thing after another, Obes.
Yeah, I know. It's coming at you.
Stay single, bud. I stay at the Bay Club. Stay single. If you do get a dog, though, I think you really enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a dog.
But fuck, is
a
it?
Baby steps.
It's tricky, man. Like, Izzy's good now. She's 3.5. She's fine. Beckham, he's a fucking
So Izzy was a better sleeper than Beckham, I guess.
Yes. Right? This kid, he's fucking
out. Like he's a savage.
I just, yeah, he needs a hockey stick and a golf club and just go, buddy.
He's a tank. I saw him last week at the big game where we played pickle. He's a tank.
Yeah, he's a tank, yeah.
What's he weighing?
30
pounds?
28 pounds.
Yeah, he looks like a little fucking beefy boy there.
28 pounds.
He's well aged. Yeah. She fucking, Aspen, good living.
Yeah, no, he's not so much.
He'll be two?
He's two in September. Good little wrench on him.
I bet. Hey, I pick a guy up, dog. Give us who you like there. Are you going to go Hovland or who you like there for that fella?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go Tommy Fleetwood.
Holy fucking fairway Jesus.
Yeah, plus you said it's ball striking time.
Fairway, he's a ball striker.
He is one of the best.
He's never won the PGA Tour. Can you believe that?
Plus 2,500 this week.
That's a good bet.
I'm going to throw 1,000.
Oh, that a boy.
No, what's that? Talking. What's that for 25 grand?
That's 25 G's, baby.
All right, I'm going to clean out DraftKings. How are you?
Yeah.
That's my bet. Actually, I probably won't go 1,000. That's a lot.
Nah, come on, bud.
I'll go 100.
You got lots. Bay Hill, one of the greatest weeks of the year. I'm looking forward to taking it in up, dog. Hey, shout out to our boy, the captain, Kevin Connolly. In all seriousness.
Captain Connolly.
Yeah, Connolly's captain.
Hey, 50.
Captain. 50 years old today. I text him. I said, Connolly, happy birthday, happy 50th. Bro, you look the same way as you did 15 years ago when I met you after the Kings game when we played him in the playoffs. Your skin is glowing. Your hair's great. You look good. There was a video on social media of him and Avery, Sean Avery, trying to open this fucking stroller. I was in tears. Collins is like, yeah, no, he's like, I was at the Beverly Center last week. I was humiliated. I couldn't get this thing open. Like, I was just in tears up, dog. It was great. You should see these boys stroll. I'm sure
I did. I saw it. And we've been there. Anyone who's ever had a fucking stroller in their car, and if you're doing it by yourself, it's embarrassing. It's hard.
Oh, I know.
There's like secret little compartments and tricks and little handles and levers and buttons, and it's fucking too much.
There was three buttons on this. Avery's like, who designed this thing? Who thinks, what mother out there has three hands to hit the third button? It was chaos.
And they actually try to design them so you can hold the kid and do it with one hand.
You should just be able to snap it like that. Like, you should just pick it up and go like that, and it should just
you press the blows up.
There's got to be an easier way. These two poor bastards were just struggling.
So 50. But that's a good skin program and probably not a lot of skiing or time on the beach.
Good skier.
Gone
skier.
Nice.
Yeah, really. He never wanted to get any sun when he came.
No, I know.
Never.
See?
Yeah. Well, he's Irish too, right? He's got the pale Irish skin, so he was trying to. And he's a prime time player. Remember, he'd always go for a nap?
Yeah, he comes
come down
during sunset. He's
making his appearance, really, and just about sunset, he's like, going for a nap. I'm like, what do you mean? Look at this, bud. Hey, have some mush or something. He's like, no, I'm going for a nap. He'd come back ready to rock. Prime time player.
He is.
He's a prime time player.
He would like the 8:30 p.m. puck drop.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the first time I stayed at Collins' house. I stayed the one night, I stayed the second night, and then the third day I wake up and I'm like, hey, what's going on today, buddy? You want to grab some lunch? He's like, hey, bro, it's time you go, eh? It's time you go, bro. And then another great thing when I first started hanging out with Collins, we're up in the hills, and the girl just looked at me and she's like, do you think you're on Entourage right now? Like, I'm like, I kind of do.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of feel like I am. So don't ruin my moment here.
Yeah, just no, but Collins always made you feel like you weren't, but you definitely felt like you were.
When I first met him, yeah. Totally. This is like my first weekend as it went on, no, Collins is so much different than the character he played, obviously. But at that time, I was up in the hills. I was playing the show. I'm hanging out with Kevin Connolly. I thought I was in Entourage.
I agree.
Right?
Especially when you turn around and there's just rockets everywhere.
I'll never forget Dougie Reinhardt. Coming down with this is one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen in the history of the world.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
He's listening to this, I bet, Dougie.
But Collins, happy birthday, man. Love you. In all honesty, without Collins, there probably is no missing curfew either, right? He was there from the get-go.
Of course.
He helped us get us off the...
Captain Collins.
And Collins, if you're having a birthday party, let me know, right?
Yeah. Are we going to cancel Vegas this weekend if he's throwing at this?
No, he should come to Vegas.
He should.
He should come to Vegas.
What if we got him out of Chano? I mean, hell.
I know.
What
we could throw that out to him. Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, let's
throw that out to him. Collins, happy birthday, my man. And sticking with just good guys, Updog, I don't miss the NHL a lot. You know, I obviously miss the paychecks, which we joke about, but I don't miss it. Well, the other night having dinner with Frosty, I missed it, man. It was so much fun talking to him. He's such a beauty, man. He's such a beauty. It was just telling stories and telling old stories and stories that are going on now. I turned around, I said, you're making me miss the league right now. Yeah. That's what the league's all about.
Talk about a guy that's been able to blend in with the old, with the new. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I mean, he's been around since 2000? Because I was there in 2002. He's my assistant trainer in Nashville 2002.
He's got over 2,000 games.
Over 2,000 games. The boys fucking hooked him up with a nice watch.
Yeah, that was nice.
And then Boston, the Bruins there. He didn't even fucking was a trainer in Boston. They got him a nice bottle of wine.
That's when you know the boys love you. Eh, the other squads.
When other squads are just calling you over after games and giving you bottles of wine and presents, and you touch so many people. But he fits that that East Coast. You know, he's from Connecticut, but he's like got that Boston in him. All those good guys back there, right?
Totally.
They're all one big family. You know, his kid Brecken is just a little stud. He's playing on
good player, I guess.
He's playing on the New York Rangers. He's playing on the little Pee Wee Quebec
Junior Rangers.
Yeah, good for him.
Good style.
But he's just been a heart and soul guy, a mentor to all these kids. He's got Hughes. He's got the Hughes brothers now. He's got Nico Hischier. He's got this is a young squad. But you know, you and I both know him as a friend more than just a trainer.
Yeah,
and you know, honored to have him as part of the squad.
Yeah, there's not many guys that I would, you know, had my girl in town. She was leaving. And I said to her, I got to go see Frosty. Like, there's no, I got to see this guy. And I was so happy to see him. Came up, gave me a hug. When you talk about National Leaguer, what is a National Leaguer? Frosty's a National Leaguer.
Yeah.
Good guy, sick hair, always in a good mood, would do anything for anyone, and everybody loves him around the league. Right? I brought up UFC. He put me on a group text with his buddy Craig that, like, works high up in the UFC. So now I'm beginning to build a relationship with him. Like, it's just like, what a guy.
While we sat here, okay? While we sat here, Frosty sends me, well, two messages now. One's to me, you and Mel's about a fucking music festival. But he puts me on with Justin, who's our Bauer rep. Listen, I spoke to him this morning about getting your kid, you getting Izzy set up with skates and gear. I mean, what this is randomly.
I know.
I'm like, fuck, I love you, bud.
Yeah.
How good of a, just very thoughtful, buddy. Birthdays, Beckham's birthdays, he sends me, if he goes to a cool Pearl Jam show, I get like a pin because he knows I collect like random shit. Just badass. So guys out there, young trainers, if you listen to this, follow this guy's lead.
Totally.
Because he's been around forever. It's training 101. It's being a good guy 101. It's being a National Leaguer, first and foremost.
And for the boys out there, if anyone, you know, sees our socials or listening, take care of these guys. The good guys. Make sure you tip them at the end of the year. Take them out for dinners. Get them some. They deserve it. They work their balls off. And on the other hand, if they're not good guys, don't tip them. Send a fucking message.
They know who they are.
Yeah. I had some bad trainers.
Bad trainers. Hey, bad ones. Yeah.
Bad ones. Frosty, boys, love you, buddy. Keep that hair flowing. We're going to get the Devils and get this guy Labatt Blue, but I got some news on the Devils about what I got in my heart now for them. Last but not least, our little intro here. We both love Pat McAfee. Nonstop posting NHL fights. Every fight that's happened in the last 2 weeks, he has posted on his social media, great for the game. And say what you want about fighting and this and that. There's people out there, Matt Rippey shouldn't be doing this. Look at his face. Will Tipton, who is a USC alumni, great golfer, played at USC, he's won the club championship. He shot 66 on Friday to work me over. In the Wall Street Journal, he read about Matt Rippey, and he brought up hockey to me. Will Tipton has never brought up hockey to me in the 7 years I've been to Big Canyon. He went, hey, how about this guy from the Rangers, Matt Rippey? I go, how do you know about that? He goes, I read in the Wall Street Journal. So listen, say what you want about fighting. It's still good for the game up, dog. People are talking about it. And we're talking about your league. That's good.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, this kid's a stud. He's 7 games into an NHL career, and he's been talked about more than Connor Bedard for 7 games.
Well, he's playing harder than him.
I know. Well, hey. Yeah, no, but listen.
He's playing harder than him.
It's a different form, but it's just as effective. And when I say just as effective, I mean just as it's like you just said. You've read about this now. Everyone's seen the videos. They're breaking the internet, which they should. Yeah. Hockey is a fucking great game with warriors and skilled players, but it's nice that this guy's bringing to the forefront what it's like to put your balls on the line, to fucking go out and fight heavyweights, been around 10 plus years, and enjoy it, and just doing it in fashion. Yeah. I don't care, but I've always wanted to be a blue shirt just because of the reciprocals that you're going to get when you're walking around West Village.
Imagine.
You know, you're showing up to MSG after. I mean, look at the King. The King's the King because he could save the puck, but also because he had good hair, great clothes, made a ton of money, and he was playing in NYC, all right? If he's maybe not the King if he's come playing a career in Columbus. I'm just saying.
He's playing for the Islanders.
Yeah. But what this kid's done now in, you know, the last 3 weeks has a lasting impression on him, and he's made himself a fucking hell of a start to the career, and he ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
He ain't going.
There was a guy up in Canada. I should probably say his name, but I'm not going to, because I actually think he has a good show. But he said that Matt Rippey has to prove that he can play. He's played 7 games. He's got 1 goal. He's got a million hits. He put Labushkin out of the game, and he's fought the toughest guy in the league. Every tough guy in the league. What else do you want him to prove?
Who
he
said
can
this?
Skate? Yeah.
But that's dumb.
Well, it's dumb.
Who says that?
Yeah. Did he play? He never played.
Exactly.
Rippey can get around out there.
No shit. But do you think anyone on that ice doesn't go up to this kid and just go, fuck, man, you're a killer?
Yeah.
Like, you're a killer, and I respect you to the max.
Totally. The New York Rangers went from a team that I thought was soft to now, if you ask the Florida Panthers, the Boston Bruins, the Tampa Bay Lightning, now they're one of the fucking, if you play them in a 7-game series, keep your head up for Rippey. He can skate. He can forecheck. Ask Labushkin.
Yeah.
Fucking almost put him in the third row. So for this guy to say
that. I thought that was a great hit.
Great hit.
Totally.
I'm going to get to Sheldon Keefe in a little bit here, but I think it's great. Will Tipton talking about hockey. 66 he fired. I shot 80. I thought it was pretty good.
Wow. I mean, Tip's the man. He's hot. Soft mitts. Oh, man. He uses that little fucking 60-degree wedge like a butter knife.
Buttery.
Huh?
Nice. Butter your bagel with it in the morning, fella. Anyways, we'll be right back here at Missing Curfew. Up, dog, my man. Our friends at Lucy are up to it again, fella.
Made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. These pouches are 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Choose your form, fella. Pouches, breakers, or gum. Nicotine pouches, but with a tiny capsule inside, fella. The capsule contains liquid flavor that saturates the pouch before it's even in use. Break it with your teeth, get it situated, and boom, instant nicotine release when you need it.
Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/curfew and use promo code
CURFEW
to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code
CURFEW
to get 20% off and always free shipping, up dog.
And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Welcome back to Mr. Curfew.
Bella.
Uppy's World.
Party time.
Party time.
Oh,
in
shit.
Vegas again. He's going to Vegas with me.
It doesn't stop.
I'm making
stop.
A come. Up dog's world. Party time.
I mean, fuck. I feel pretty good now.
You're a Thanks. Freak man. In nature,
you know what I'll tell you? I went and had a little workout, did some legs, did some abs, some glutes. Hey, fire up the glutes for the weekend. But man, I was.
You must have strong guts too. Eh? Like, you don't really get the shits or anything.
The anus is hurting a bit.
Like,
now.
You never, like, you never really get, like, oops, I'm in one, like, you know. Like,
no, cause you, no, but I did two sauna sessions yesterday with the plunge. By the way, there was a full ant disaster in my sauna yesterday. It wasn't perfect.
Ant-Man.
What a flick. No, there was a full ant, like, anthill in my sauna. Someone must have spilled the drink. It might have been me. And anyway. But, no, listen, I went to Vegas. Shout out to Susie. Happy birthday. It's my mother-in-law.
Happy birthday.
We had a surprise dinner at this old-school fucking Italian joint. It was great. Christina's sister Nancy got up, sung with this old-school guy. It was great. And then we went to... We went and played some cards, did well in the card table. In fact, Christina and her sister Nancy all cleaned them up at Arias. Thanks for coming. And then then we did some top golf. A little top golf. Fuck, was it windy, buddy, out there?
When she's breezy, swing easy.
Oh, and shout out to our boy Herbie Munson. What a guy. Herb Cohen took me out to Summit with Mike Neville. We got a round of golf in before
Speaking
the fucking
of good hair,
torn.
Mike Neville.
Mike Neville's
real
good hair.
Great flow. Real good hair.
Yeah, white and just slick.
Silver
back.
Fox.
Silver Fox, yeah. The girls like that.
Oh, yeah.
So we played Summit. And,
great track.
Well, yeah, not a bad track. You know, Discovery.
Really fair off the tees. Like,
yeah.
So for me, it's perfect. And
that's
then it gets a little
typical
bit. And the greens are
Fazio
tough.
Course.
Keep greens it are tough.
Yeah, the greens are tough. A little bit of water.
Yeah.
But keep the grass nice so it's good lies. You don't want to fuck around with the bad lies.
No.
But then I did a, you know, one end of the spectrum to the next. I went to a Chicago show.
A Broadway?
Yeah. No, it was not so much Broadway. It was a band. Chicago's terrible. But Duke thought he'd do something nice. There was like 15 of us there. We did that. And then we went to Carbone. I took me, Christina, Emily, Matt to
Spicy
Carbone.
Rigatoni?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hammer time.
And then I let it fly at Omnia.
I
went
that.
To Omnia. Shout out to Joe, my boy from fucking Loud Luxury, who does want to come on the pod.
Sweet.
And we're going to have him on there. We're going to bring him down, send the sprinter, Missing Curfew sprinter, up to him. He lives in LA. He's going to come down. We're going to get him in the studio to talk about all the fucking crazy shit he gets to do. What a life he's got.
Oh, I bet.
But he loves teeing it up. So we're going to get him on the pod. We're going to tee it up at Big Canyon. And then we might even go see him this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe we tee it up and then we just go with him right to wherever he's playing that night.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Fire it up. Let's go.
And I may or may not have went to the Rhino, too, after.
Ended up at the Rhino.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what our t-shirts
Yeah, say. Ended up at the Rhino. I saw a video of you, your girl pouring vodka, Casa Dazul, in her sister's mouth. I'm like, what are these?
Yeah.
These fucking upshells are crazy.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was good.
Well, Duker, how was Duker? How do you do at the table? Does he play anything or what?
Duke lost a little bit at the table.
Duke.
But he loves to just go.
Oh,
he's a legend.
He's a guy. He's a guy.
Duke's
a
legend. Guy.
Up his world.
Party time.
Ended up with the Rhino. Woo! DraftKings bets. Listen, I had the stars of my lock of the week. where I set up dog, I thought they'd be like minus 350. Well, I woke up Saturday morning, I checked, they were minus 510. Got all the way up to minus 600.
I saw that.
So anyways, so I take the bet and listen, I don't know the name of the goalie for the Sharks. I should probably look it up. Doesn't matter.
Dominic Hasek.
He was playing like Dominic Hasek. Like, it should have been 10-0 Leafs. It should have been 10-0 Stars. And it was 2-1 late. They tie it up. Goes into overtime. Mac Miller's there watching the game with me. And like she's kind of looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm up on the couch. I'm yelling at the TV. They found a way to get it done up, dog. But minus 510, it's not perfect. But I want to tee it up. If can you do me a favor, can you pull up the San Jose Sharks? The rest of their schedule, please.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Now listen.
Yeah.
They're going to be minus fucking 300s against them the rest of the way in here. So you're running the chance that you're probably going to get stung once or twice. And when you do, unfortunately, you got to win three games to make up for that, right? I get that. I'm not the best math guy, but I get it. But let's honestly go through their schedule here. And what games do you think they could honestly win?
Okay, so they're at home here against the Sharks tonight, or the Stars tonight.
Yeah.
Then they got the Islanders Thursday.
You're going to lose that one.
Then they got they might beat the Senators at home. Saturday night.
The Sens had their rookie party in LA, though. They're probably feeling pretty good.
Yeah, and they had it Sunday, so they got a full week off.
And they're feeling good. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say they lose to the Sens, too. They're going to lose to the Flyers. You never know with Pitt. You really never know with Pitt. I'm going to say they lose to Pitt. Columbus, can they go into Columbus and win?
No.
That's a game I won't bet anyway. Stay away from that game.
Yeah, I don't like Columbus anyway. Sharks, Hawks, okay. Sunday afternoon.
Okay, toilet bowl. Don't bet this one either. Right? So I would just stay away from those. I wouldn't bet those. So throw those off the board. They're going to Nashville, they're going to lose.
Lightning at Sharks, they're going to lose.
They're going to lose.
Blackhawks at Sharks.
Stay away from it.
Stay away.
Stars at Sharks, they're going to lose. Sharks at Wild, they're going to lose.
So you think they win four going in?
I'm gonna say
who's a better team, them or Chicago? Because we should be doing this to Chicago. They suck.
They do suck.
I feel bad because Panger calls a good game. Like they got Bedard, they got Foligno. Love Foligno, but they stink.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this, fellas. I'm gonna say if you bet against the Sharks the rest of the way, and don't bet those games against Columbus, Chicago, I would stay away from. I don't think they're gonna win more. Besides those games, they're not gonna win more than another
four.
Four.
And they got 20.
20.
So, you know, if you can bet them all and you go, 12-2, you stay away from the six games.
Yeah.
12-2, and those two that sting you are minus 400 or 500.
Yeah, they might be that.
You know, but.
But, and you can always put them in a parlay. I've been doing these two-gamer parlays that you can, if you're scared of the minus 400, you don't want to get zapped, put them in with another, minus 150 that you think's going to win, and that'll make it basically even money. But so. I'm saying, I'm doing it, fellas. I'm riding against the Sharks the rest of the way in here. Tonight scares me a bit because it's minus 400 and they're at home. That's a lot of cheddar, but I still.
So how about this line tonight? Yeah. Chicago at Arizona, minus 258 Arizona. Is that not where you just, like, I know Chicago played last night, but do you not take them at plus 210 to just go in? And the Coyotes lost 14 in a row.
What's the puck line?
The puck line is even money.
I would probably do that.
Plus 1.5 puck line on Chicago.
I would probably do that.
It's very bizarre because, the Arizona Coyotes is minus 1.5 at minus 100.
Yeah. So it's even money for – I would take the Sharks getting a goal and a half probably. But it's funny you say that. I woke up and looked at that line this morning. I'm probably going to just take Arizona straight up. But Arizona's not a good enough team, I think, to be minus 250.
Hell no. That's the kicker.
So is that
Vegas wants you to take Arizona there. Right?
I don't know. Aren't they trying to make you want to take Chicago with those odds? I don't know.
Yeah, actually that's very true. See, this is how I'm fucking out to lunch sometimes.
No, I had this talk with Tom Riley yesterday at A&O. I said the reason those lines are that big is because they're trying to scare you off them. Like last night. That line last night, Avs against the Blackhawks, should have been minus 1,000.
Yeah.
It was minus 470.
In boxing or UFC or tennis, that's minus 1,000.
That should have been minus 1,000. The Hawks had zero chance. Now, the Avs played their backup goalie who's had back-to-back shutouts. He's just a tower of terror in there. He's a monster.
Yeah.
So maybe that, but that game was not even close. I don't even know if the Avs tried and they beat him, 5-0? That was easy money.
I tell you what, McKinnon's making a good push for.
He's tied now. Buddy, I was thinking about you. McDavid's at 97 points. I think it was like 2 weeks ago, he was 20 points behind them. And you're like, I would bet that he catches them.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy moly.
He's 7
97 points.
I know.
The poor Pittsburgh Penguins. Listen, there's certain bets too. Like the Penguins lost a heartbreaker in Calgary. Letang. I can't sit here and
trip. No, I know. But you can critique his game lately.
Yeah, it's been.
It's been tough.
It's been a lot like my game. There's been some holes in it. So they lose a heartbreaker up dog. It's snowing a shit ton in Calgary. They can't get out. They can't get out. They got to de-ice. You know how much we hate de-ice. And they get to Edmonton at 3:30 in the morning. I hammer the oil.
Did you tweet this to the Missing Curfew fans?
I didn't because...
That's some good intel.
Yeah, listen. I feel like when I give a pick, it feels like 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work.
Yeah. I just say keep it rocking.
Yeah.
It's part of your job is to give picks.
Yeah, you're right. Stop being selfish.
Don't be selfish. Just get, you know, it's nice to fill up the bank account, though.
It is. I think if you bet against the Hawks and Sharks the rest of the year and you take the Avs, Oilers at home, and the Panthers anywhere they play, I think you're going to make money.
Except tonight, where the Panthers go into New Jersey.
Except tonight. They're due for a loss. They've been playing so well.
And it's a new coach.
A new coach.
You know that. Coach. This thing has been 6-0. I'm just going to throw it.
I know. Don't jinx it.
I jinxed it.
You
come on, Greener.
Yeah, we're going to get to Greener. But first, it's the Missing Curfew. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Dog of the week up, dog. Goes to the old veteran. No visor. Seventh man in the rotation for the shootout. Jamie Benn. 9 goals, 27 assists, 36 points. Listen, he's not the player he once was. He scored that shootout winner for me. Jamie, thank you, fella. I fucking needed it. I was in one. But listen, I think it's going to be big come playoff time for them. I really do. We know they got Tanev. I just think Jamie Benn's getting fired up for playoffs, but he's the Missing Curfew Dog of the Week up dog. He went in. Boom. Forehand. How are you? Thank you, Jamie. Thank you.
Right in front of Billy Quinn and the boys. Yeah. But listen, yeah, Jamie Benn, you know him. He's the head of the snake. He's a playoff guy. He steps up when it matters. He's their leader, and they are all in. They're going for another big push. They got the goaltending. They got the D. They're now added the depth to the D. Man, you can't count them out.
No,
they're in the West. Can't count them
out. And one good thing about Tanev is Lundqvist is not going to have to play for them anymore. I'm sure he's a great guy. I never met a Swede that wasn't a good guy, but good God, he made some plays against the Sharks where if I could have got my hands on him through the television, I would have just – I was yelling, sit him down. Enough. Enough. Turnovers. Bad gap. Fuck.
So he's out.
He's out. Tanev's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got good D, man. Hakapa. Yeah. Soucy, Heskinen,
yeah.
You know,
Lindell,
just terrible style.
Lindell,
awful style, yeah. Just awful. But
he mucks it up. Everyone always has to need. You need a Lindell.
You need him.
You need a guy like that.
He's a human clock killer, though. You
got to have him.
You called somebody that earlier a couple months ago. It was hilarious. But that's what he is. He keeps both teams off the score sheet.
Maybe Jenner.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, who was it? Somebody chirped me one time. I think it was Robbie Niedermeyer or something. He said, oh, fuck, you're really turning yourself into a shutdown defenseman. I'm like, yeah, what do you think? He's like, yeah, you keep both teams off the score sheet out there. but Dallas is ready to rock, man. They're looking good, so we'll see how that plays out. Up dog, my man. Get this guy, Labatt Blue.
Big fella, presented by Labatt Blue Light, the pristine pilsner. Enjoy your beers together so you can live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Ooh, it's always a tasty, tasty read. Makes me thirsty. I go back in there and grab one, maybe. Get this guy, Labatt Blue, up dog, lead us off. We had dinner with this guy the other night. I don't want to say it's the Missing Curfew bump, but hey, proof's in the pudding, eh?
Travis Green.
Greener.
Welcome back to the head coach, the seat at the table, the golden throne. You're now the guy leading the boys. Listen, it was a great talk. We had a great chat with him. And you know what? Anytime you step up and you take care of a tab for 10, good fortune comes your way. I know he did have a bunch of his buddies there, but you know, we went to pitch in. He said, I got it up, dog. Classy individual, but listen, I had a chance to, you know Greener, you play with him. I had a chance to have Greener in training camp in Vancouver. I love what he did for the guys. He demands hard work, demands fucking, you play fast, you fucking move the puck, you finish checks, you stick up for one another. And you play for the fucking jersey on the front, not the name on the back, fella.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm expecting them to come out tonight. They got the Florida Panthers for their first game under new leadership.
Nice test for them.
And I'm testing this out. Nice. My boy Greg Mueller said it's been 6-0 all year. I think these stuff, and I've missed all of them, so I'm jumping on this one. But new coach, I'm ready to go. I mean, they're favored at home against the pesky Panthers.
Yeah, no, the Panthers are rolling right now. But yeah, you're right. The coaching bump has been a real thing this year in the NHL. And listen, Greener, when he took the associated job, this is kind of what I thought would happen for him. I didn't think it would be this year. I didn't think the Devils would be sitting where they're sitting. Jack Hughes has been hurt twice. The goaltending is fucking horrendous. And it's no secret Marky wants to go there, right? Or Marky came out and ripped the organization. So. Listen, they're going to compete harder. I think it's going to be great for Jack Hughes and their young superstars. Greener's a demanding coach, man. I watched him. I almost watched every Canucks game when Greener was head coach there. In the bubble, they knocked off the Blues, I think it was, and then almost knocked off, I think, Vegas or somebody. He brings a lot of structure, a lot of compete. Listen, it's 21 games. I wish it was the start of the season for him. Yeah. I hope they find a way to get in, and then he'll get rewarded with but I think if Greener gets the job moving forward with a training camp and everything, that's when you'll see the real Travis Green. But listen, I'm all in with the Devils. I said some stuff last year about the wrong side of the river. I'm all in. You got Travis Green as your head coach. You got my boy Frosty behind the bench. I love this Jack Hughes kid. He's got great swag. I'm in. I'm pulling for him. I hope they sneak in. Get Travis Green and Labatt Blue.
61 games played. They're 64 points, Obes. They are 8 points out of a playoff spot, but they got two games in hand on Tampa. So listen, they got to go on a run, but they've got, you know, they're sitting fifth in the wild card. So, you know, it's important that they don't fuck around and get ready to rock and roll tonight.
Oh, they got to get it going right away, Updog. Updog, let's stay right there with get this guy Labatt Blue. Big J.J. Watt, fella.
J.J. Watt, wow. Broke the internet the other day with these one-tees.
Ripping one-tees.
I think I sent Princey a thing and said, yeah, let's get just J.J. Watt on the pod. I mean, imagine, he's a big hockey
imagine
guy.
This guy played hockey. Listen, I'll never forget the first time I saw J.J. Watt. I had to go play. It was the ESPYs in L.A. when Loops was in the fucking body issue. So shout out to Jill Lipson. I'm like, Jill, I want to go up with Loops. She's like, listen, you can go. You just got to play in the golf tournament. If you play in the golf tournament, you're a fucking red carpet, ready to rock. I'm like, okay, I'll play in the golf tournament. It's out in your Industry Hills, some goat track. So out I go. And J.J. Watt walks by me. And I'm like, dude, he was just...
Oh, he's in the prime time of his career.
Oh, my God.
Was that 2008?
Well, yeah, 2010. What a monster. Yeah. Just a monster. I couldn't imagine him on skates.
Crazy.
But loves the game. Pretty good one-timer.
Not bad. He was ripping him high in the net.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. Bauer sent him all new gear. Got him dialed in. His name on his twin.
This is what Frosty, Frosty sends me the Bauer rep. Love it. I'm sure J.J. Watt got Frosty to send him all that stuff, too.
J.J. Watt, get yourself a Labatt Blue, fella. Listen, J.J., if you're playing pickup, everybody loves the beer guy. Bring the beer for the boys.
Bring the beer.
Get the Labatt Blue on ice. Put it in the middle of the
room. I couldn't agree more.
The boys will love you.
Guy's guy.
Guy's guy. Listen, Alex Lafreniere, New York Rangers, first overall pick. Listen, he came in during COVID. There was no training camp. I think that affected his development.
Yeah.
But listen, he's got 18 goals. He's playing in the top six. Get this guy, Labatt Blue. His release is unbelievable, Updog, and he's going to be very important for these guys. So Alex Lafreniere, is that how you say it?
Yeah, Lafreniere.
Lafreniere, get yourself Labatt Blue, buddy. Updog, he's playing well.
What about our boy Fact Daddy?
I got Ryan
Fire
O'Reilly.
Fact Daddy a couple, baby.
Oh, this is the first time all year we've given Ryan O'Reilly and the Nashville Predators a Labatt Blue. That's because the Fact Daddy likes a nice whiskey, eh? JMO, Crown Royal.
Yeah, but you can start it off.
But he would have an ice cold Labatt Blue after a win. Listen, the Preds have won 8 straight. I took him to make the playoffs at the start of the year just because they brought Ryan O'Reilly in. And I thought he would have this big of an impact on them. They're playing unbelievable. Smashville is buzzing. Fact Daddy, 22 goals, 51 points. He does everything well. Right now, they're 72 points up, dog. They're a tough team to beat. Fact Daddy, get yourself a Labatt Blue.
Fella.
And then up, dog, last but not least for me, once again, betting against the San Jose Sharks the other night, I took the Minnesota Wild. -320 or some shit. Sharks get the first one.
Sharks get the Wild second get the, one.
No, Sharks get the second one. Make it 2-0. So now I'm like in one again. Kirill Kaprizov. Kirill the Thrill. Hat trick. 3 of the sickest goals I've seen all year in the National Hockey League. One, he just bounces out in the slot right to him, posts it in. Other one, the hat trick one, pull and drag. And the other one was a breakaway where he just...
Yeah.
Boom.
Zip.
Boom. Now, listen, the rest of the Minnesota Wild team, they don't have a lot of finish out there. Girl wasn't playing. They play hard, but I don't know.
It's a fun place to play when Mini's good. Like,
yeah.
It's a fun place to go in for a good, hard game in Minnesota. The fans are great. The rink is great. Like, it's a good place to go play hockey.
Great. I love playing there. Ice was always fucking buzzing. I love playing.
Yeah.
I love playing at Mini. I didn't love the St. Paul Hotel, Finn Walls, but I did. Finn Walls. I love Billy Guerin. I love Middleton. I just think that when I watch them play, they're a very grindy team, which they have to be, but they just have no
spunk.
Like, no scoring ability, I guess is what I'm saying. But Kirill the Thrill does, man. This
no, I know.
Nasty.
He's stacked. You know, he was probably a little off. The vodka, the mix, he didn't have the right mix going this year so far.
Yeah, 27 goals, 66 points in 55 games. He's got this, listen to this, this is a stat that blew me away. He's got the second most goals since the All-Star break besides Matthews. Second most in the NHL this kid's got. His release is nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty. So get him a Labatt Blue. And last but not least, Mika Kiprusoff. They retired his jersey, 34 in the rafters. Listen, I missed Kipper by a year. He retired because of Bob Hartley. He had another year left on his. This is how big of a fucking goof Bob Hartley is. I think Kipper was making six bananas or something. Had a year left on his deal.
Wow.
Shut her down.
Maybe that's why Bob.
Correct. I think I'm right about that. We might have to fact check that one. Maybe
yeah, it's okay.
Maybe I'm making that shit up. But I thought he had 1 year left and he just retired because he hated Hartley so much. But the stories I heard about this guy, Uppy, everybody in Calgary loved him. And you want to talk about a guy that would fucking play guilty? I mean, every night.
He's a Finn. That's why.
I guess. Like,
those guys are animals.
Not just like, hey, let's go have a bottle of wine. Like, I guess he'd get fucking hammered and then the next night have 50 saves.
Yeah.
What do you say to a guy like that?
Not, you say, fuck, you want to go for another drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sure you want to go home? I don't think so.
I remember the one PR guy. Who was it? What was his name? I can't remember his name. We bumped into him during the Battle of Alberta, too. Like, near the end of Kipper's reign, like, they would just make him go with Kipper. Like, you go with Kipper, and I just make sure he gets back to the hotel. And then he'd go out there 50 saves the next night. That run to the finals was unbelievable.
No GM ever said that to me or to any of my teammates. Hey, look after this Upshaw.
They didn't have to. They didn't have to. Daryl Sutter, the old beauty, was the one who brought Kiprusoff in.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there.
What a mug.
God, they need a new barn. I will say this about the Dome. I've been watching the Flames play lately. I lost a tough one last night to the Kraken. Good hockey game. Physicality, fights, Coleman and Tanev. It's a good hockey game. The Saddle Dome has character, and especially when you watch it on TV, it does, but it's just you see those guys up in the suite. They're all like, they can't move because the suite's so old and shit. You're like, get a fucking
it's terrible. It's a bad barn. It's the National League. What are we talking about? It's time to tear the shit fucking down.
Get her down. But Kipper, congratulations. He was getting banged up. Him and Rent Warner. I think I saw Commie in there. They had a good night. The party kept going.
I mean, Kipper, man. They almost stole that Stanley Cup away from
listen, we had Jay Feaster on last week. You know, let's not forget Game 6. Some people say that puck was in.
Puck was in.
Kipper said that in his, and he did a
Marty Jelena.
They said it was in. You got to think today with the technology today, like.
What a save.
Who knows?
Hey, Nikolai.
Nikolai Habibulin, what a save. But get this guy Labatt Blue, sponsored by our good friends at Labatt Blue USA. Treat yourself, boys. Weather's getting nice. 20 games left.
Totally.
Playoff hockey and Labatt Blue go hand in hand. Start crushing them.
Sounds of summer.
Yeah, there you go. It's milk carton time here. Updog at Missing Curfew. I'm putting Sheldon Keefe on the milk carton.
I like it.
I don't know, Keith. I think he's a pretty good. I think he's a good coach. He seems like a decent guy. He could probably use a shot of Ozempic in his life. You know, he seems to. You know, he could grab the short fork, as Troy Ward used to say. But listen, everybody in the world was ready for Reeves and Rempe. Everybody. They were talking about it at Hockey Night in Canada. People were posting about it on social media. There was a buzz in the building. There was Ranger fans. There was Leaf fans. And what does Sheldon Keefe do? First shift, Rempe gets out there. He throws out fucking Nylander's line. And I'm going, what in the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And again, Rempe's line comes out, throws out Nylander's line. And for you pigeons up there, they're like, oh, you're trying to win the hockey game. We want to put their line against their fourth line. Shut up. Like, shut up. Shut up.
Like, what idiots are up there thinking
they're idiots.
That? Yeah, yeah. They're idiots. Yeah.
They're in my feet.
Never played
idiots.
The game.
They're idiots. Well, we're trying to win the hockey game. We're trying to get the matchup with Nylander's line against their fourth line. Shut up. Everybody wanted
it's game 60, all right?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's Saturday night. It's a heavyweight tilt.
I don't want to speak for Ryan Reeves, but I'm going to speak for Rempe as a young kid because I was there. You want it to happen right away.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Keefe was doing it, to fuck with him. I don't know. Or maybe Revo said, hey, I'm going to do it later. But I thought that Sheldon Keefe should have put Revo out there right away.
Yeah.
Get it over with. Let's get it going.
Just get the people on their feet.
Yeah, it would have been unbelievable. So Sheldon Keefe, you're on the milk carton for making me wait to the third period. I had to wait to the third period, and I was cooking something. I almost missed it. I had to go back and rewind it. Fuck off. Get him out there.
It did happen in quite awesome fashion.
Well, after he put Lyubushkin in the third row, yeah.
I agree. What a hit. It was like, you know, 6 minutes left in a 3-2 game. I mean, stepping out, center ice, shedding the mitts. They did it both like absolute gladiators. It was
awesome.
It was great.
Revo said this kid is going to be a menace. Someone's knocking on the door. But Revo said he's going to be a menace in the league, which I agree.
Yeah.
Kid,
he already is.
Kid, he doesn't even really know how to fight yet. Like, he's still, like, when he hurts.
No, I know, yeah.
Like, he should take boxing this offseason.
And just be a killer.
And just be an absolute murderer. And no one will touch him.
Was the boogeyman like that when he came in?
Boogeyman.
A little bit, right?
Boogeyman didn't know how tough he was until he got to the NHL. And then he realized how tough he was, and look out. Game set match. It was over. Yeah, Updog, the boogeyman, once he got to Mini, then he kind of realized.
And it was. Yeah.
Reppy, keep it going, kid. Go to Due West. You don't have to pay for your drinks there. I already talked to Lupo and Mac Elk. Get down there, treat yourself.
I'd say he's getting free meals at Carbone.
Should be getting free everything.
Right?
Free everything.
West Garden.
And listen, for these people who are like his face, you see his face? Chicks love that.
Sawed off shotgun.
Yeah. Chicks love a black eye and a scar. And
don't they?
Yeah. You know,
I mean,
it.
Listen, buddy.
Love
you just
it.
Keep going. You will be thumping the top
Six
echelon.
Eight.
Yes.
He's from Alberta. I thought he was from British Columbia. He's from
Fort Sask.
Is he really?
I think he's from Fort Sask. Let's look that up. I think Lupel told me that.
Something Grove, I thought.
Spruce Grove?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's maybe. Northern Alberta, too.
Matt Rempe.
Calgary. Yeah. Says 21 from Calgary. So we were way off.
21 from Calgary. Well, he's a good Alberta boy. Keep it going, buddy. Keith, next time there's a heavyweight matchup, get out of the way and just let the boys go. Some of us got other games to watch, and we got some barbecue in. And come on, fella. Listen, the Pittsburgh Penguins... they're officially on the milk carton here. I picked them to make the playoffs. Fucking Lupel. We went up to play Riviera and Lupel. Anyways, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're in one beyond belief. They're old. They're slow. I mean, that Nola Chari. I like the kid, but
yeah.
He's in one. Puljujärvi, not the answer.
He hasn't even played.
Nor should he. My question.
2 year deal.
My question to you is, what do you do with Sidney Crosby? He's got 1 year left after this at 8.7.
What do you mean? What do you do by Friday?
Well, no, he's not.
Can
going
you move
there.
Him now? Why not? Why not?
I don't think that's good because he probably doesn't want to move right now.
Does he? I'd want to go play for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? No, what if this is the year?
Like, he still thinks there's no question in my mind that he still thinks in his soul of souls that he can get the Penguins in. If you asked him right now and said, "Sid, do you think you guys are done?" He'd say, "No chance. We can get it here."
Well, he's wrong.
Yeah, he's just a legend.
No, but he's a realist, though. Where would he want to go, though?
Listen, I've said this all
he's
along.
He's got, one more year left?
I've heard some other guy. I think I heard Biz say it, too. Like, Colorado's where he's got to go. But at 8.7 for another year, I don't know how you fit him in. Cap's going to go up $10 million. Maybe that's how you do it. Colorado's where he should go.
What about Rangers?
Nate McKinnon, go there, win a couple more with your buddy from Nova Scotia. Right? That's what I think.
What if you trade him for Lafreniere, 2 first-rounders? You get him for New York for a year, 2 years.
Maybe.
I don't
think he's getting traded right now, but the time has come. And congratulations, Kyle Dubas, because you're going to have to be the guy that trades Sidney Crosby. And I wonder if he even thought about that. And he keeps giving Mike Sullivan these blessings of he's the guy. Maybe Sully's not the guy. I love Sully. I love Mike Sullivan. He helped me so much in my development. I watch more video with Sully than I watch porn.
Where did you have him?
I watch porn nowadays.
Yeah.
I had him in Tampa. I love Sully.
Oh.
But fuck, he's been there forever. They can't win. And Kyle Dubas keeps saying, he's our guy. Why is he the guy?
Personnel's not perfect.
I mean, it's just like...
This is Carter's last year. You just said Achari.
Carter's,
you know, they're going to move Gensel. Malkin's, you know, he's still having a pretty good year. Letang's not perfect. EK65 is...
That was a horrendous... Listen, they got a lot of fucking rich guys in that locker room.
Yeah,
I'm sure their meals on the road are pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
There's no shortage of wine flying around.
As it should be, National League.
Yeah.
But you still got to, you know, put that on the ice, or Sidney Crosby's not going to want to just Ryan Getzlaff it and just sail away with losing seasons.
He's 36 years old, eh? He's going to be 37. He's playing great.
I know. He's a great player.
I mean, if you put Sidney Crosby behind Nathan McKinnon, I mean, look out. They could win two more. Before Sid's done.
Yeah, so if he took like a $5 million a year deal.
So let's see.
Yeah.
He says he makes 8.7 next year. Then the year after that, he makes $4 or $5 million. I mean, he's rich. He doesn't need money. He's the highest paid. He's the highest paying hockey player ever. He's made more money than anyone. And I don't think he's like me and you. I don't think he fucking spends money like a drunken sailor. I think he's pretty smart, no?
Yeah. Like, yeah, he's probably done some good investments.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
He's invested in himself.
He's not going to need a podcast.
He stayed in the squat rack.
He's not going to be a podcast.
He stayed out of the bar and did lunges. He's good.
Crosby to the Avs. You heard it here first. Let's make it happen up there, boys. Back up the brakes truck. Beep, 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 beep. Pettersson.
Wow.
8 years, 92.8 bananas, 11.6 a year, coming off a 3 year, 7.3 banana contract. Listen, he had all the leverage. They had to sign him. I think it's good to set him now. Listen, they were 1-5-1 in their last seven heading into, they beat the Ducks the other night 2-1. I haven't loved their game lately. I'm looking forward to watching them play tonight against the Kings. I think this is great. I think he's a good guy. It's a good contract. Uppy, could you imagine playing in Vancouver and making $11.5 million?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't. I'd
open
be living...
my own bar.
That Jason Garrison lived right beside Luongo. It had a great pad back on this one little inlet. It was so sick. Just past fucking, what do you call it? The Yale Town?
Yale Town.
I mean, it was so mint back there. But listen, good player. Deserves every cent.
Yeah, the Swedes love it there, too.
When I
right?
look at this list here, you got JT Miller, $8 million. Quinton Hughes, 7.85 million bucks. He's got to be the biggest bargain this year.
Steal.
Brock Besser, $6.5 million. Tyler Myers, $6 million. Thatcher Demko, another steal. $5 million. I mean, they are... Can they do something this year? Because now is their year. They're all making... You know, before these new deals will start kicking in, can they get something done?
They should pick up another forward.
Yeah.
Gensel. Gensel would be a good pickup. I think Gensel's going to go to Vegas for some reason, but Vegas, man.
Stone's going to come back.
Stone's done for the year, I guess.
Yeah, they say that. They said that last year, too.
I know. He played unbelievable.
Didn't he?
Back up the Brinks truck. The rich get richer. Jonathan Quick, 1 year, $1.27 million. The only reason I put this in is the LA Kings should never trade him. You're giving Dustin Brown a statue. You trade Jonathan Quick like he's a piece of garbage, and now he's kicking. They could use Quickie. Good on him. Keep it going, buddy. Enjoy the league as long as you can. The updog misses every day. And Tommy Novak, 3 years, $3.5 million for the Nashville Predators. I like this kid's game. He's a pure shooter, updog. He's a pure shooter. It's good to see him get rewarded and stay in Smashville. Good
absolutely.
Tax there.
That's a nice deal.
That's a real nice
deal. That'll pay the bills and maybe get you a new pad.
Oh, yeah. And Smashville gets you a nice pad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, right in the gulch. Eh? Get a nice little penthouse
and
in the
half,
gulch.
$4 million.
No state tax.
5 bedrooms, hot tub, sauna.
Fuck, enjoy
big
it.
Old workbench.
Golf cart, buzz around Broadway, yeah, drunk
you're,
on.
You're set there.
You're set.
Couple scooters, two girlfriends.
Rumor mill. We got the trade deadline coming up on Fella Friday. Up dog, the boys, we have their cell phones close to them at Morning Skeets. Listen. Listen. The Florida Panthers have $5.7 million in cap space for the deadline. That is a ton of cap space.
Tons.
Bill Zito, we bumped into him last year in the finals. Seems like a great guy. He's got to make – they're playing so well, but use that cap space.
Yeah.
Don't leave any money on the table here. Go get somebody. Noah Hanifin, he wants to go to Tampa, but I think Florida would be a good fit for him. But he wants to go play for Coop in Tampa. I can't blame him.
He does, eh?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's the rumor that's his number.
Wait till he sees
spot.
The new practice rink in Florida, and it's, you got 11 not too far away.
Yeah. John Cooper had a fishing thing yesterday. Gretzky showed up, all the boys out there fishing.
Yeah.
For pancreatic cancer, which is great.
Good for him.
That's a tough one.
Totally.
Listen, trade deadline, I'm interested to see. Not a whole lot of big names out there, right, Ups? But I think there's some good depth guys. You know, Adam Henrik's a guy, his name's out there.
Yeah.
Noah Hanifin we just talked about. We'll go through it some more on Fella Friday, but this is where you can make the move to make
the other kid here in Anaheim's been having a hell of a year. Vertanen,
yeah, Vertrano.
Like, fuck, he's been scoring. He's fast.
I would trade him.
I know, but they stink.
They do stink.
You know, get some young picks. Who else is tradable in the Ducks here now that they're in our backyard?
Fowler.
Fowler.
What do they do with Cam Fowler?
He's going to be too old before he knows it.
Cam. Let's see what Cam's making nowadays.
He's probably making 7.5.
Is that what he's making?
6.5.
Why is he not a member of Big Canyon? 6.5.
Six
for
and a half.
Another 2 years after this.
So 32,
he's only 32 years old. I bet you thought he was old enough, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, what was he got?
He's been in the league since he's 18.
How many games he got?
He's got a lot of matches. Listen, I mean, Adam Henrique, yes, they can trade. They're going to trade him, you would think. UFA. Jacob Silverberg's a UFA. Somebody maybe grab him for a depth guy. Stromer's not going anywhere. Vetrano, he's only got one more year left at 3.6, so maybe ups. Listen, I think if you need a guy for some grit in the playoffs, Max Jones. Max Jones, to me, is a guy that can play on anyone's third or fourth line, and he can bring that competitive edge to you. He would be a guy that would be. Sam Carrick's another guy that's got some meat and potatoes to him that you could pick up. And then, you know, Gudas has got two more years at 4. I don't know. I think Gibby's not going anywhere. Gibby ain't going anywhere. He ain't going anywhere.
A lot of talk Gibby going somewhere for a lot of years.
No, he's not. He loves it here. Last but not least, around the National League, up dog. The Leafs, they picked up Lyubushkin, who 2 weeks ago on this very podcast, you said, hey, what about that right-handed D-man for the Ducks? Well, Brad Treliving was listening to you because they picked him up. I still think they're going to make another move for another D-man. They got to. This guy can't play with Morgan Rielly as much as I like him. And then the big boy, Curtis McDermott, gets traded to the New Jersey Devils, and this is the Matt Rempe effect. Good on Tom Fitzgerald. You got a young nucleus of players. You see this big mutant in New York fighting everyone. You got to go out and get somebody.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Devils Rangers. This is going to be a ding, ding, ding heavyweight tilt. I love the pickup. It's good for Greener. You got to get a heavyweight when there's a heavyweight in your division.
I agree.
It's hockey.
Yeah, totally. There's a couple of heavyweights in there. It's time.
Zibanejad did the Lupul shootout move the other night in Toronto. Same move.
Did he? Pushed it out and ripped it posting in.
Jeez.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't. He probably didn't have as much fun as Lupul did after those games, though, right? Probably not. Not many did. Last but not least, Wiggsy
Baby
had the A on his jersey the other night. Fuck, he looks good out there.
Who's the C?
Backlund.
Yeah, he should. Wiggsy Baby.
Yeah.
They re-signed Backlund this summer, right? But yeah. Anyway,
listen, Wiggsy his baby. Hair looks
hell of a year.
His hair
Keep
looks good.
Going.
His hair looks good. Warm up.
Yeah.
Listen, the Flames are fun to watch, man. They play hard. They're not going to make it, but they play hard. Last but not least, up dog, Dave Pagniota has made an announcement that the Montreal Canadiens will be playing in Paris in 2025. All I got to say to you is, fella tour.
Wow, Paris.
Let's go.
Do we bring our girls or?
We'll talk about that off the air.
Okay.
Soul House. We stay in the Soul House, Paris. We'll smoke
is
cigarettes
this next year. Yeah,
2025.
Yeah, so like next year. We're in 24 now, right?
So it'll be like, I don't know when it's going to be. Probably preseason, right?
Maybe not preseason.
Global series, so start of the season. That's how they do that.
Yeah, so it'll be not next year. The start of this season after
October of 25.
Love that.
Let's go. I've been to Paris with you. Remember Top Titty?
I'd love to.
No, Titty Twister. It was called.
Great spot.
What a bar.
Loops lost us his credit card, his jacket, and we had to carry his ass for the next 10 days.
Yeah, so I was looking through my little Europe trip that I put together when we're out of the studio in July, and I'm like trying to look for hotel rooms. Soul House is booked. There's not a fucking hotel room in Paris. I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? So I text Bex DeMarco. I say, Bex, where do you stay in Paris? And she gets me, I was like, I can't find a hotel. She's like, what are the dates? I'm like, go to the dates. She's like, that's right when the Olympics are going. I'm like, wow. I'm not going there then.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen.
When did we go there? We went there in like May, right?
We went there right at the end of the season. Oh, yeah. Drunker than a skunk. I'm going back to London. It'll be
nice. A little chilly there, I remember.
I don't remember London. All I remember is fish and chips and being fucking drunk as a skunk.
Remember that place we had at the W?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to
Joel. You and Loops were like, yeah, come on. I got a 3-bedroom. I get there. I'm sleeping on the couch. I'm like, these two fucking
We just had to get you over there, buddy.
I was coming either way. I was coming either way. Up dog, always fun being in the studio. Morgan.
My man.
Kyle, Hall Pass Media. That was Missing Curfew.
Fellas.